grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
So it is. Welcome, Chris Fowley, back to the 95 BFM studio for the weekly Marijuana Media segment.
Hello there. Hi.
It's always,
thank you for having me.
My intros are always different, aren't they?
They are.
I haven't quite pinned it down, ever.
I'm never quite sure, you know, when the moment is. Well, we're at that moment.
This is like a debrief on everything that's happened. These sort of the big ticket items, like key bits of news that you might need to know.
There's so much we can't
cover
it all.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. There's really so much going on. There's a very exciting time to be involved in in cannabis law reform, medicinal in particular. Well, one of the things we didn't cover last week was the Drug Foundation doing a poll, which most people probably heard about. We didn't actually cover it last week. I remember it on the way back. But showed increases in every question they asked. They asked about 10 different questions covering different aspects of like medical or decriminalization or legalization or selling it through shops or whatever. And every single one of them had quite a large increase over last year. So everything's tracking there. And I think all the politicians are very aware of this. When it was showing 90% support for legalising medicinal cannabis for pain relief, which of course is one of the things that's missing out of the government bill, which we think might be back in Parliament as early as next week. It's appeared on the order paper, sitting at number 15 or something. But
How does that work? Sorry. So there's the bill that gets pulled, right? And so that gets talked about, and then it gets...
The government gets to put forward their own bills, and that's what that is. So they have they're running Parliament, really, and then everyone else, including the opposition, they get to do private members' bills. So the National Party have, rather than support the government bill, they did vote for it at first reading, 100% unanimous, right? Every MP in Parliament voted for the first reading of the medicinal cannabis bill, and in rejecting Chloe Swarbrick's bill, the National MPs told Parliament that they were going to work with Labor to make their bill better, and they would be supporting loose leaf, and they made all sorts of promises. And now we have the bill has come back from the committee. They were unable to reach agreement. The National Party's proposed their own bill. They're not into loose leaf. They're into tidying up the prescribing end, when they've done a really nice system for that, based very much on what happens in America. Go to your doctor, get an ID card, take that down to the dispensary. In this case, the dispensary will be a pharmacy, a regular pharmacy, that will be stocking a range of cannabis products for people with these ID cards. So that sounds pretty cool. But then you think, well, what is this range? They don't really change that system. So it's what's available now. And what's available now is one or two products that are really unaffordable, and people can't access them, and they can't afford them even if they can. Right. So, you know, it's got some good bits, but it's kind of, you know, it's not really going to work. Whereas the Labor bill, they have some other really good bits, but they're not in the bill. They're going to spell those out through regulations. So we're trying to convince them to just wrap all that up together. But as I say, the bill has come back. So the National bill is like theory only, right? It's in a biscuit tin,
they're
literally.
So like
it's
that.
Not a hat,
they're
it's
so
a biscuit
like that,
tin.
National.
Yeah, and so it might be drawn, but it may never be drawn.
Mm. They don't have the Greens' luck.
Greens always get their ones pulled out. Yeah, it's uncanny. Like the first,
do you know what that is?
First
vibe.
Well, might be rigged.
Maybe they have an animal pulling it out.
Yeah, a cute bunny. Yeah, I'm picturing that.
A pest, though. Rabbits are pests.
Uncute bunnies?
Not if they're house trained, you know, and wearing a little tuxedo. It's appeared on the order paper. It might come up next week. It might be the week after, but it's going to be very soon anyway. So what we're really encouraging the MPs to do is put the politics aside, reach some cross-party agreement.
Okay.
There's good things in both, and hopefully they can blend them together.
You're encouraging.
The Drug Foundation has done a really good post on some next steps around that. And I'm also working on a blog that'll go up on the daily blog in the next day or two, that we're spelling out, well, here's how you could join these two bills together and make them really good for patients.
Hmm. Are you communicating with the Drug Foundation?
Mm. You got me mid-slurp there. We try. We have intermediaries.
Yes.
we do try and coordinate our activities. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're also forming...
Sharing is caring at this point.
That's right.
Everything needs to be out on the table so everybody knows exactly what's up.
Yep.
And then everyone can make informed decisions.
The Drug Foundation likes to keep us at arm's length. Let's just put it that way. But we do try and coordinate our activities, make sure we're all singing from the same page.
I know. You've got different points of view on some things, but surely with something like this, you could reach a middle ground. And as we were just saying, have a united front.
Absolutely, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, we've reached out to everyone, and as I say, we've formed a coalition called the Cannabis Referendum Coalition, and this of course is focused on the referendum as opposed to the medical bills, but we're trying to get everyone involved in that so that we can coordinate our messaging, mm-hmm. not in terms of ordering people what to do or anything like that, but more just so that we're consistent and we're all knowing what we're each up to so that we're not duplicating or missing things out. And that's really important. This is a once in a generation opportunity, and if we muck it up, you know, we won't get another chance for quite some time. Bring everyone down a bit, you know.
If we muck it up, we end with the same flag that we came into it with, kind of.
After the segment last
week. Sorry for reminding you about that.
After the segment last week, I had a concerned caller wondering about the referendum being binding, where it should be binding or not, because if the result wasn't in favour of medicinal or legalizing cannabis, you know, then we'd be stuck for a long time. But my general feeling is the mood of New Zealand is, do you remember?
I think everyone likes referendum to be binding, and you know, what's the point if they're just going to like take it on board and then fart around? Ideally, we'd be voting on a specific thing that is like, here's what we're going to do. Yes means it's enacted, no means it's not. Like the flag one, you knew what it was, and the yes and no, it just did it. It was all pre-written before the bill, before the referendum. So, you could say that, but then, you know, do we have confidence in the position we're coming from? Do we think we're going to win? I mean, the polls say we will, and as long as the question isn't completely ridiculous, then we've got to have faith in it that we're going to win rather than tone it down or you know, worry that, oh my gosh, we might lose this.
All for a binding.
That's right. And we actually think a two-part one would be really good. So make it binding, make it next year. There is a certain logic to running it during the election campaign in terms of the turnout you get and it being a national conversation. But also a lot of MPs are worried that it will dominate the election campaign a bit too much or whatever. So anyway, and of course, the longer we wait, the more people get arrested and things. So if it is to be held next year, ideally do it online like they did with the census, so you get a good turnout rather than the low turnout. The turnout for, you know, the local body can be like 35% in Auckland, but we think a two-part, because then you're separating out the issues, and the two broad issues will be, given that medical cannabis has been dealt with through the bill, should adults be allowed to use and possess cannabis, and should adults be allowed to purchase cannabis? And we think if you phrase it exactly like that, it gets right to the heart of the matter. You're not confusing people with terminology like legalization or decrim or what does that mean, different things to different people. Mm. It just gets right to the heart of it. Should you be able to use it?
Right.
Should you be able to buy it?
And just on that, if all things go swimmingly, let's just assume everything goes merrily and everyone's like, fuck yeah, we should be able to do all that stuff. What happens to the people that are currently maybe in prison or have been prosecuted? What happens with that sort of stuff?
Very good question. This is, of course, part of the conversation we need to have. It's come up in California and other places. In some places, they've freed people. And in some places, they've had to... Well, in California, they had to pass a separate law to enable the quashing of their convictions. Mm. So they took it a step further, not only dropping charges against anyone that's in the system, but actually proactively looking through their records to identify people who had those records and wiping them.
Cool.
And that was a bit of a project, apparently, all the different counties and things they have. So, that's something. And, of course, how do you share the benefits of legalization, particularly among communities that have been oppressed? So, again, in California, we can look to it for a bit. We're there where some places in California are setting aside a certain amount of the licenses for people from minority populations or people from certain...
Oh, that's smart.
Whatever it is that they're deciding, this is what it is. So they don't just go open slather, whoever puts up the most money gets
it.
They're actually putting aside some saying
that's kind of cool that they think about that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Mm. We do have to think about it that way.
Rad. Good. Okay, cool.
Right on. Oh, and Saturday, got to say, great day down in the square. Auckland Patients Group and Normal, we had another rally, medical
Pots
cannabis rally. It was awesome. There was also the anti-fascists there, so there was a bit of a, you know, like and the Gaza, and then this little group of right-wingers with swastikas and shit, and I was like, what the hell? It was like, bring your own protest day. But it was cool. We had the best vibe, of course. We did this installation where people brought along decorated plant pots, like terracotta pots, and they were all in memory to someone who they knew who had passed away while waiting for medicinal cannabis to become available.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it was a bit. It was a bit heavy.
Cool.
But, you know, it's important that we recognise that, you know. So, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I can announce it, but I'm pretty sure we're back to doing these monthly. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll keep this up.
Right on. Of course, you'll be back next week anyway, Chris.
That's right. Oh, and Start the Conversation did another great event on Sunday. Good on them. Awesome. It's all happening.
Good stuff. Thank you for coming in, mate. It is a real pleasure to have you in and get the get the lowdown on all this stuff.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.